This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Welcome to WHM Mailbag, everybody.
I'm Andrew Jupin, alongside the whole gang, Stephen Sadak, Christopher Cabin, and Eric Siska. We're here to read your letters.
Oh, did you say Stephen Sadak?
Yeah, I did. He was the second one.
Hey, Steve.
Did you say it first next time?
No, holy like
before me?
Yeah.
Top billing?
I would like
top billing?
Introduce yourself as Steve.
I see. Oh.
My name is Stephen Sadak, and I'm king of podcasting.
We're talking about Hawkman?
This week on the mailbag, we're talking Hawkman.
Oh, man, fucking 4 or 5 Hawkman letters? Send us your Hawkman letters, or we all have movies@gmail.com. Any Hawkman stories you might have.
Or maybe just like write it down on a real piece of paper and throw it down a sewer.
Or if you have...
It'll get to us eventually.
We all float down here, Eric.
Dustin Hoffman stories as well.
Oh, yeah.
Not just Hawkman, Hoffman's.
Welcome back to Hawkman and Hoffman's.
Dude, Dustin Hawkman. Pretty great.
You know what, Felipe? I know you're listening.
Make that happen.
I've never called you out
great. As like if they did The Watchmen in like 1985 and they got Dustin Hoffman to play
Nighthawk,
yeah.
Or Night Owl.
Night Owl.
So we're here for the final time this season to read your letters before we go on break. So let's get right into it. Let's start with Chris Cabin.
I've been here for a while.
Yeah, you just cut me right out, huh?
Yeah, that's right. You want to go first? Guess what, motherfucker? Dead last.
More than meets the eye, nudge.
Uh-oh.
Hey, guys. Love the show, etc. Thank you for... Yeah. Just emailing you to let you know that I am that guy from one of your passing jokes in your Transformers episode. I went to see the first Transformers in the cinema with my dad.
Ooh.
We both enjoyed it, but I think everything that follows is pure trash, with Age of Extinction being the absolute worst movie I have ever seen.
I feel like this guy probably didn't like the last one, the new one we did.
I didn't check to see when this email came through.
Yeah.
Maybe it hadn't come out yet.
A real LaBeoufman. anyway.
We are the LaBeoufman.
Let's continue.
Oh, wow. Sorry to hold you
we're
up.
We're waiting. Anyway, when we were sitting watching the movie, the scene came up where Shia LaBeouf says Megan Fox is more than meets the eye.
Oh, right. I remember that classic line.
It's a great one. This is exactly the point where I nudge my dad in the side to say it's a reference to the cartoon. Oh, man.
Nudging.
Oh, man.
Dad. Dad, they shed that into cartoon.
You know what? If you're ever lucky enough to see a movie with me, gentle listener, don't nudge me.
No.
Cartoons.
Gross. That's gross.
He didn't get it, though, and just turned to me slowly and replied with, "You dirty bastard."
Of course he thought it was going to be a boner jam, right?
Yeah.
You're nudging your old man when the sexy lady's on the screen.
The cartoons.
And the guy just said,
the cartoons.
He didn't say cartoons. That was maybe the... No, your dad wouldn't have even understood it. If you nudge your dad when there's a sexy lady on the screen and say the cartoons... He's going to, not know what you're talking about.
This is just, can you imagine you say something to your father and the response is basically, you fucking pervert.
Yes! Get the fuck out of you, fucking pervert.
You dirty bastard. In thinking I meant something much more sexual than referential.
Yeah.
He then ignored me for the rest of the movie.
Which is fine, you're at the movies.
Yeah.
You should ignore everybody at the movies.
Yeah.
He also loves the rest of the Transformers series.
Really?
So I really don't know what to make of him sometimes. Kevin.
You know what, Kevin from Dublin? He's your father and he loves you. It doesn't matter that he loves Transformer movies.
Anybody ever be the subject of a nudging?
Oh, no. Tell me more.
No, I haven't. I'm just curious.
Like you're watching something and someone nudges you to like get the thing?
Well, I never gotten a nudge. I have gotten the,
What does that mean?
Like just like guys behind me at it was Force Awakens.
Uh-huh.
And like some reference to some other character and just like this choir of hey?
All right, you know what, Chris, don't make fun of me on the air.
You know what happened to me when I saw Force Awakens, Chris Cavan? I didn't have any of that. I saw it at an Alamo Draft House, not the Brooklyn one. It was not open yet. It was another Alamo Draft House in Yonkers.
Ew.
And I was sitting next to this dude who was king of the Draft House / Whoa. King of the internet, because this dude... He was king of the Draft House because he was fucking complaining constantly about the pizzas that he was ordering. Pizzas, plural.
Uh-huh.
And then when the movie's over with, he literally said to his girlfriend, like, we got to get going. I have to get to my computer and complain about this movie.
Whoa,
on the
oh, my God. Are you shitting me?
I am not that shitting you. I'm not shitting you.
You know, I can't remember what happened when I saw The Force Awakens because it was a religious experience. And I saw it like 6 times in the theater.
That's awesome.
I'm not good at receiving whispers. I have bad hearing, and that happens to me sometimes. People will be like,
yeah.
Hey, man, how are you? Oh, we're watching a movie. Then this. And then, like, I'll just, like, instinctively fake laugh. Like, oh, cool.
I will say, I have.
Man, I just found out I got pancreatic cancer.
Oh, that's fucking hilarious.
Hey, Steve, I know we're watching Schindler's List, but I just want to tell you this.
I think you just start laughing.
Actually, wait, I think you pulled that on me during Collateral Beauty.
I'm probably sure that I did. Well, certain whispers I just cannot pick up.
I have been nudged by Steven Sadak.
Oh, no.
For the fish, the David Lynch Nightmare Woman.
Well, that was, yeah, that's a different nudge. Oh. If someone in your row is doing something,
right,
like eating fish, like a candy bar, you got to be like,
what
yo, dude.
What movie was that again?
That was Secret Window.
Oh, my God.
See
Lord.
Previous episode, Secret Window.
You stole my fish snack. All right, Eric Sisko.
My date to go see Transformers Age of Extinction. I think there's a lot of Transformers-related material on this mailbag because obviously we just did all those episodes.
Sure.
Dearest WHM, I have absolutely loved the June Transformers-a-thon so far.
Thank you so much.
Take that, naysayers.
Oh, no, now I'll get to the letter. I also assumed you were joking when you said the last night involved King Arthur, but nope, the Tribune has confirmed it. I'm half tempted to go see it just to prepare for your episode. That said, I once went on a date with a guy who loved these movies.
I love these movies. This is what cinema's all about.
Welcome back to We Love Movies. I'm joined here with my crew of movie lovers.
This is Steve Bannon.
There's Steve Bannon. And we got Stephen Miller. And my favorite, Sean Spicer.
Door slam because I left.
These Transformers movies are incredible. Go see every one of them. Number 3, especially because it mentions Trump Tower.
And there's a mechanical worm in it.
Yes, Steve Bannon, not Steve Miller. Shut up. Yes, you are in the movie.
There's a little Mexican girl in the new movie. We should not love that one so much. It's me, Stephen Miller, a noted racist. I look like if Voldemort was a real person, if he got stuck between dimensions and almost got flesh but didn't.
That is a terrific note, Mr. Miller. Now, what we need is to build a wall of Decepticons covered in Confederate flags.
Look, I know he just said Confederate flags, but he didn't mean Confederate flags. He just meant fucking flags. I hate my job. Kill me.
You're thin ice. That's how every episode ends. And all 3 of them don't know who he's talking to. And they're like, oh, me? Him? Huh? Huh?
All right.
All right.
Oh, wait, this
well,
letter.
Let's get back to shit. I'm sorry about that. Okay, so that said, I once went on a date with a guy who loved these movies and especially loved talking about them. I joined an online dating site after college and started chatting with this guy, Steve.
What?
No. No.
She was a 3.
Yeah, that
oh,
one.
Yeah, it was Steve Bannon.
I was chatting with Steve Bannon.
He seemed to be right up my alley, funny, smart, dirty,
Avatar was a blue Star of David inside a red circle with a line through it.
Oh, man. Yeah, he seems like a fun, smart, nerdy guy. What?
Yeah.
The country is over.
Yeah. It's done. It's a wasteland.
Welcome to New Unicron.
And he seemed to have his head on straight. We grabbed lunch together for our first date.
I like lunch.
And it went so well, we decided to meet again that weekend to go see a movie.
Nice.
I let him decide, and oh boy, was he really quick to pick the movie. Transformers Age of Extinction.
Not a date movie.
Especially like a second date movie. Like,
no date movie is 2 hours and fucking 45 minutes.
And has Mark Wahlberg in it.
Well, maybe it's like, look at that dude versus what I'm sitting next to. Maybe I'm doing all
right. Right. I mean, go see Fear. Go find a repertory theater showing Fear.
Oh, find me that.
He's in that, right?
He is definitely in that movie.
I got to watch that again. That's fun. I'll mention right now that I remember almost nothing about the movie's plot. Neither do I. It's like a fever dream now. I remember the dinosaurs, robot dinosaurs. I remember Stanley Tucci as a jerk businessman who maybe redeems himself.
Confirmed, he redeems.
Yes.
I don't remember that either.
He redeems.
And I remember TJ Miller being violently roasted alive on screen.
Also happens.
And the infamous Romeo and Juliet law scene, which grossed me out majorly.
Oh, is she going to go on to say that this dude was turned on by it and told her about this one time he had one of those? Mm-hmm.
He had it in the popcorn, dude.
This is so great. Oh, hey, is this doing anything for you? We're not going to get out of this until 1 a.m.
Man, that's fucking true. I also remember distinctly thinking, thank God the movie is almost over, when Marky Mark is on a spaceship shooting robot dogs and then sitting there for 40 more minutes.
At least 40 at more least. Minutes at I that don't point
even,
in the movie.
I don't even remember any of this shit.
Oh, it's horse shit.
Anyway, the movie ends and I'm thinking, I know Steve pretty well. I start making jokes. Just ripping into the movie, the acting, the plot, all while thinking he was going to find me witty and charming. I ended my rant with saying, we should have just flushed our money down the toilet and that would have been more entertaining. He was silent and my stomach dropped. Oh. I knew at this point that in our relationship, such as it was over. I really liked it. That's probably the best one so far, and they're all really good.
So far.
You really hurt my feelings.
Get over it.
And I think you better leave.
Leave the theater?
I was going to say, aren't they in the parking lot at this point?
I tried to awkwardly make things right, but he told me to just go home.
What?
God.
Because he needed to think.
Hate jerk off.
He blocked my phone number. And he blocked me on the dating site, too.
What? No.
I never spoke to him again. Steve, if you're out there, I hope you enjoy the new Transformers movie.
That's what I like, using a global platform to get at this fucking loser.
All the best, Bonita.
Oh. Yeah, that's something, you know?
Wow, hey, this guy.
You know what, Boner? Shut up. Shut up, Boner. Shut up. My brain says no. My brain loves Transformers.
Even if you even love a movie. Who cares if someone kicks it around a little bit?
I can't even imagine the place, like The Godfather. Oh, well, if you don't like The Godfather, I can't fuck you.
Like, who cares?
A healthy relationship, you're making fun of each other for things that you like. That's
absolutely
how that works.
Yes. Absolutely.
That's how that works.
Oh, Steve, he's dead and alone. Or alone and alone dead. Dead.
Yeah, no, I'm not Optimus. Welcome home. Jerk. I've got an Optimus sex pillow.
Oh my god, I bet that guy's got like cardboard cutouts of his characters.
I just thought he had like a bunch of U-Haul boxes in different shapes.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, definitely. Dude.
Oh, he's making them transform.
Yes. Yep.
I love you, Bumblebee. I'm gonna wet kiss you, Bumblebee.
Do you think he was jealous of that little kid in the internet video that had the little Optimus Prime Halloween costume?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, he hates that fucking kid. That fucking spoiled little brat with his fucking great Halloween costume. I wish he was fucking dead. I think you better leave.
I actually, you know, to be fair, I do always kind of wish I've ever said, I think you better leave. I really always kind of
just never had the guts.
Like, it's a crazy fucking thing to say.
It's a nuts thing to say to somebody.
It's a bold thing to say.
I yelled at a dude on the quiet car on the train today, though.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really? Tell me about this.
So the quiet car is like when you're commuting, they have like the front two cars of the quiet car. You can't be on your phone. You can't talk loudly, blah, blah, blah. So people on the train, like the commuting train, take that shit seriously.
I love the fucking quiet car.
It's amazing. And you will get people that will fucking just yell, quiet car! Hey, quiet car! Like they will just go off, right? So today this dude, he's fucking doing it. And it's like the middle of the afternoon. And so that's when like it's non-commuters. You know, this dude's just like joyriding.
Sometimes you get these bumble fucks.
Yeah, these weekend warriors and whatnot. And this dude's on the fucking phone. This dude is on the fucking phone.
Show some respect.
He's on the fucking phone, dude, and he's talking really loudly. And everybody's yelling quiet car. Mm-hmm. And he like gets up and walks over to like the door and thinks that that's making it better. And it's not making it better. It's making it worse because he's closer to me.
Mm-hmm.
So finally, I got up, and I never do this. I never get up. Shit. I never do anything.
You pulled out your Glock.
I get up, and I walk over, and the dude, this was pissing me off even worse. He's literally sitting right under his sign that says quiet car. I get up, and I get right next to him.
Did you tap the sign?
No, I pointed to it. I stuck my arm in the air, and I pointed to it, and I just went, you are killing me, sir. You're killing all of us. And he looked and was like, huh? And he got up and left the car. I was the hero of the quiet car.
Did you get a slow clap?
Nah.
Nah, come on.
But everybody knew I did the right thing.
It's a quiet car. You can't clap.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe you got some nods.
You start hushing the crowd, cheering you on.
Hey, stop quiet that.
You see what I just did to that guy? You want that?
You're all next. But no, I mean, I think you better leave is like you're in a tense situation.
Yeah. Sure.
You grab someone, pull someone aside and be like, you know what, Buster? I think you better leave.
Yeah.
I wish. Oh, man. What power that is.
Yeah. One day to wield that.
Mm-hmm. I want to invite you to dinner just to do that.
Just immediately kick me out.
I think you better leave.
Oh, he did it.
Did you just add salt to my spaghetti?
Oh, ew.
You better leave.
Oh, ew.
Wait. You serve spaghetti, you put down a plate in front of everyone, and then you lean over and put salt on someone else's spaghetti. I'm just trying to figure out the scenario you're talking about.
No, he gets a plate of spaghetti, he puts it salt on himself.
I made spaghetti. You put salt on my spaghetti that I made for you, is what we're saying.
Okay.
Either way, it's rotten.
Anyway.
It's rotten behavior.
Sounds disgusting.
Yes. All right. Here we go. Oh, I like this. We Hate Movies ruined my life. Ours too. Hey, guys. First, I want to thank you guys for all the laughs of all the podcasts I've listened to. Yours is the best hands down.
Well, obviously. And thank you. Thank you.
Do you support the Patreon?
Patreon.com/WeHateMovies. We'd greatly appreciate you supporting the show.
I wanted to tell you guys about how your podcast gave me the longest and most severe grounding I've ever received.
Grounding?
Yeah. Well, you know, some of our fans skew younger.
PG-13?
I come from a very religious family, so profanity and explicit content or forbidden, so I have to listen to your podcast with headphones on or when I'm alone. Good move. One night we had a dinner party with a few other families from our church and their children. All of their children were much younger than me, ages 3 to 11, so I guess this person's 12. I don't know. So instead of playing with them, I decided to go upstairs and play some video games while listening to your podcast. One of my favorite pastimes. I'm playing, and the next thing I know, I got a sharp slap on the back of my neck from my mother. Oh, a neck slap.
Oh,
Lucifer himself.
Oh, my God. Neck slaps. That's insane.
That's an unchristian thing to do is neck slapping.
A stinger, you call that.
Yeah, dude. Mm-hmm. Get slapped with that stinger. Fuck. Turns out my phone had connected to the mobile speaker in our living room and had begun blaring your profanity-infused rant to the whole house. I think you guys are talking about Batman v Superman. My parents were furious, and all of the guests excused themselves from our home, never to return. After an hour of yelling, my parents decided that because I'd been listening to, quote, earthly garbage.
We are, by the way, We're now, I know we're right now we're in the TV movie section of iTunes.
Right,
we'll soon be moving to Earthly Garbage. And this is a perfect time to announce that.
I thought it was Unearthly Garbage.
Nah, well, shit, I don't know. I think that's a hard category.
Yeah.
I didn't need a phone or to hang out with friends for 2 months, they said. Thanks, guys, but seriously, I love your podcast. Keep up the good work. Ben from Tejas.
Wow, grounded.
Neck slap.
Imagine that we have affected change in this world for the good that this poor family had to endure minutes of this podcast.
I want that scene set. Like, right? I want that film. Like, they're all sitting around talking about, I don't know. Whatever.
Jesus.
Mostly Jesus,
and
I'd wager.
Whistling palms.
Jesus, whistling palms, Christ.
And the calendar, of course.
Yeah, they're
the
talking
calendar
calendar,
man,
the church.
Obviously.
Yeah, they're talking about all of that. They're
Arkham,
talking about, you know, maybe it's
Arkham.
A bunch of. No, but here's the other thing the church people love doing.
Oh.
They love gossiping. So they're trashing other families.
Oh, right.
Right. Like, how dare Lorraine and Dave, they got divorced. Can you believe that?
See that little tart he's with these days?
Yeah, exactly.
That little tart.
All of that shit.
I feel like people use the word tart a lot.
That hellbound sinner.
Oh, yeah, dude. And then all of a sudden, like, their fucking Kenny G CD turns off. And what turns on is blasphemous. Four guys from New York City talking about a bad comic book movie.
Steve talking about piss.
Yeah.
Piss and shit and goblins.
Granny's peach tea and doing really terrible Holly Hunter impersonations.
You know what? Why don't you look at Jesus whistling hands Christ and say, you know what? I'm going to follow his example. I'm going to turn the other cheek, not slap necks.
Yeah.
Walking around slapping necks. What are you doing, you fucking ape?
I choose to turn the other cheek, not abuse my child.
Now,
what
I'm
a
sure
decision.
Your parents are fine.
Oh, yeah, they're great.
Mother,
everyone gets a neck slap here and there.
Sure, I'm sure Bev and Marty are great.
But the diamond probably left a mark.
Yes. And,
you know what? It always does.
Yeah, we've been all beaten within an inch of our life.
Yeah, sure.
That's why
we grew up in a different time.
Yeah, different time. In 1991.
Back then you could box your children.
You know, the line at Universal Studios is long, and this kid is being annoying.
Well, I guess what I'm trying to say, Ben, is, you know, you'll be 18 soon enough, and then you can enlist.
More than that if you'd like. Although there's nothing wrong with enlisting.
Yes.
Thank you for your services.
You can do anything that gets you out of that fucking neck slapping, we hate movies hating household. I'll tell you
all
that.
All I'm saying is anything to escape Texas.
Yes.
There you go.
Go to that Austin Oasis I keep hearing so much about.
Austin, possibly We Hate Movies lands 2018.
I like this idea. Worst hangover movie.
Yeah, let's keep it going.
Hey, guys. I've been listening to the show for a few years now, and the discussions around whether a film qualifies as a hangover movie brought to mind a tale from my college days.
Ooh.
After high school, my main group of friends all ended up going to different colleges, and so one weekend, three of us went down to visit another one of our friends at school. Those were always, like, rough weekends.
Big-time rough weekends.
You're just going to somebody else's college, you're meeting all their friends who you hate, but you're just getting wasted with them.
Yeah, you don't want to befriend those friends, but you want to stay on their good side due to alcohol.
And or a little tall glass of water, so you see who's doing what kind of gravity bong might be going on.
Big time.
You ever doing a gravity bong, man?
Oh, yeah, dude.
That's a waste of time. That's just like, hey, ruin your night. It's going to take 6 seconds, and it looks like trash, and it's just going to ruin your night.
Yep. It's sneaky like that.
Mm-hmm. I had something going on Friday night, and I couldn't make it that night. So two of my friends, something going on, I like it.
I had something better to do than hang out with my two old friends. I want to know what that was. What was going on? I
think he had a date night.
Maybe he was going on a date to see Age of Extinction.
And he's just like, I think you better leave. I have to see my friends in the morning.
One of the best films I've ever seen, and you should
guys,
leave.
Guys, we gotta leave college and go see Age of Extinction again.
I made the drive down on Saturday, arriving in the early afternoon. God, you're going to tell me the whole goddamn thing, huh? No.
It was 2:30.
He's setting the scene,
he is.
Fucking jerks.
I was wearing a t-shirt at the time.
When I entered the dorm room, everyone was still in bed, recuperating from the previous night's revelries.
Ooh.
They begged me to turn off the TV, as none of them had been able to muster the energy to get up and do it themselves.
I've been there.
Mm-hmm. When I saw the movie they've been watching, I was taken aback. It was Pink Floyd's The Wall.
Oh.
For the past hour and a half, the alcohol-stewed brains had been subjected to depressing World War II-era flashbacks, disturbingly violent animated sequences, and an eyebrowless Bob Geldof stuttering around like a Nazi. I couldn't imagine anything less appealing to be watching while hungover. That is
really like while you're doing the gravity bomb.
Yeah. That's not an alcohol kind
that's
of movie.
That's the night of.
Yeah.
Not the morning after.
Exactly. You need some, get yourself an early period Adam Sandler movie.
Yeah. Well, or a Super Troopers, if you will.
Yes. Oh yeah. Just
something
mellow
to get
out.
Really fucking stupid.
Mm-hmm. When I asked why they had chosen The Wall of all things, I got the full story on the previous night's activities. After a full night of carousing, they had... Wow.
I've been carousing. We called it cruising back then.
It was a different time.
It was a different time. You know, parents beat their kids and you went cruising at night.
They had decided to rent a movie and retire for the night. When they what carousing? When they arrived at the local Blockbuster, and I like this. However, they realized that none of them had a Blockbuster card.
To get a new one.
Rather than attempt the card application process, which was lengthy and laborious,
and you know what was crazy about it? I thought because of that fucking heinous experience I had getting a Blockbuster card. That all like
when I ruined your Blockbuster credit for a little while.
That was terrible. My dad had a real problem with that. but I thought all store cards were like the same way. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was like this arduous, endless, just fucking sheets of paper. I had to take a quiz. You know, I mean, it was outrageous. Eyewitnesses.
By the way, I had a Blockbuster card very briefly.
Uh-huh.
And I sweet-talked my way not to doing the whole application.
Really? What?
So they just had my name.
You
and
fucked
my,
the clerk?
It was definitely an option, but no. But, you know, I just gave my name and my address and all that, and that's it. I never gave a credit card. I never gave
a
anything.
Phone number.
And then when I returned something supposedly late, and I believed it not to be late, and I refused to pay it.
You just burned them?
I burned them.
He burned the whole store
to
down.
To the point of which they reported me to creditors.
What?
And fucking tanked my credit.
No.
What? And I was like fucking in high school or whatever the fuck. Or it ruined my credit for college. Yeah. So it was like a 10-year hurdle because I returned Ghost World late.
Wait, you just admitted it was late.
Yeah.
They went after him, his parents, and his parents' friends.
Cut to like the manager of the Blockbuster. I want him dead. I want his family dead. I want his house burned to the ground.
Yeah, it was Al Capone.
Al Blockbuster Capone.
I'm just imagining the head of Blockbuster. We're gonna get this Siska character. There's like a bunch of people, like what you call IG-88 is there. No, Boba Fett. They're like, we're gonna find him.
Franklin Q. Blockbuster.
Mm-hmm.
What is America like more than Terry Zwigoff movies? You know, some little girl who was 13 years old wearing black shoes came in here trying to rent Ghost World and Eric Siska ruined it for her. Now that girl might not go to art school.
Confidential.
Oh.
Yeah.
There we go.
Where the hell are we? Okay. Mm. So rather than do the lengthy application process in their inebriated state, they decided it would be easier simply to steal some movies.
Well, they're not wrong, I guess.
Two of them grabbed movies, one of which was The Wall, stuffed it under their shirts, and they all strolled casually towards the exit. Now, here's my question.
This is great. Fuck Blockbuster.
I mean, you know that they tag that shit, right? You know they tag that shit.
They're tagging it.
There's
right.
Microchips in there. They're going to find you. They're going to track you down.
They got the tape. It's going to run off. They're going to find you.
Edward Snowden, that's what it was about.
Is this a creature living underneath the Blockbuster?
Yeah,
like whispering through the vents.
We all float down here. Yeah, you get your Blockbuster tapes. You all float down here.
They thought that dude died. It turned out he was living in the basement of the Blockbuster, playing an organ.
I returned Crumb late. All right, So now I'm damned to live under the blockbuster, right? Oh, shit, I'm telling you, I'm warning you, all right? I'm warning you, kids.
Never even got to see Bad Santa. Never got to do it.
It's funny you mentioned Edward Snowden. That's why I'm in Russia right now. returned a copy of Louis Bluey too late. They fucking nailed me on it. I tried to expose the renting practices of Blockbuster.
Right, he was trying to fly to like Venezuela for shelter or whatever, but he kept getting burned. All these countries aligned with Blockbuster until he was trapped in Russia.
Mm-hmm. I had to go to a country that Blockbuster never existed in the first place, Russia.
Thank God Terry stopped making movies. I'd be in a real pickle.
Soviet block. Buster.
The clerk saw through their shenanigans and immediately called them to stop. My friends decided to make a run for it and hauled ass out of the store, not stopping until they were safe and back at the dorm. By the time they got back, no one was in any state to stay up for a movie, so they all just ended up passing out. I do kind of understand, like, being messed up, being like, oh, man, it'd be cool to watch The Wall. It's like,
Why it wasn't just like a grab the nearest DVD.
Yeah, it's like, who's like,
here's your fucking good one.
But it's not even like,
oh, yeah, man.
Oh, man, these kids are going to be sorry.
He said from the garbage vent. Yeah,
the Unterwelt under the
fucking bowels of this Blockbuster video.
Oh, my. They all ended up passing on. The next morning during a trip to the bathroom, one of them decided to sample their ill-gotten wares and put on The Wall. So we only know about, they grabbed a couple of movies. They got The Wall. What else? I guarantee you whatever the other movie was better.
Son-in-law. Yeah,
well, I read ahead. It is.
Keep going. Okay. The next morning during the bathroom, blah, 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 to the wall before crashing to the couch and crashing out again, and thus ended up suffering through it until I arrived. It turns out that The Wall wasn't the only movie they had stolen. The other was none other than 1995's Fair Game, starring Cindy Crawford and William Baldwin. Now, you had the answer right in front of you guys.
That's your hangover movie. It's an inept action movie. You got your babe.
There is some fucking hot sex in that movie.
In a train car.
Yep, it's, oh man, it is sexy. Bro, and you know what's shit?
Excuse me, it's a quiet car.
Quiet car, quiet. Turn down those sex noises, please. Quiet car.
But that's the greatest thing. You got Billy Baldwin as a star. That guy never raises his voice.
No, that's true. Yeah. He's constantly whispering.
Mm-hmm. So that's exactly what you want. I've never seen it, but I have no doubt it was awful. But I'd have to guess it was better and it would have been a much better choice than for a hangover movie than The Wall.
Of course.
Any suggestions from you guys for the worst hangover movie? I love the podcast. Thanks for keeping it rolling, and thanks for keeping up the good work. Maybe look at the Patreon, buddy. Best George from Baltimore.
Yeah, I don't know. George, I guess, could be a Patreon subscriber.
He very well could be.
You should be, George, if you're listening. Patreon.com/WeHateMovies.
Worst hangover movies.
I don't know. Derek Jarman's Blue.
When did this happen?
That one just popped in my head.
Wow, what?
It just popped in there.
What an obscure fucking. I mean, that's amazing. But actually, I think that would be a great hangover movie.
Really? His
dulcet tones. That's, I mean, true. If folks at home, look up what this movie is. I think it would be a thing that's actually like quite soothing when you have a hangover. But if you just ignore the circumstances around why he made the movie that way.
You have to think, though, I think. Oh. Kind of, right? Like, you have to kind of.
Yeah. That'd be a bummer. I'll tell you what was a bad hangover movie, and it's kind of surprising, by the way, is The Rock.
Oh, really?
Now,
that one's loud.
I'm surprised.
But, Chris Cabin, it wasn't due to like explosions and whatnot, so cut to me.
A hangover movie. Winners don't watch hangover movies. Winners go home and fuck the prom queen. Why don't you get off your ass, you fat fuck?
Yeah, he wasn't that motivational, but it wasn't Connery's fault, though, so this is what happened. Cut to me, this is like circa, let's say 2005, and I was like out all night just fucking drinking.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking, like, I got home at like 6 o'clock in the morning. It was a real bad one.
Mm-hmm.
One of those, like, I took a cab because everybody was so drunk, and it was like a really long cab. It was terrible.
It's one of those mornings you wake up and you're like, do I still have my wallet? Okay, all right, yeah. Yep,
exactly. Yeah.
Wow, I won last night.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I got home at like 6:30, something like that. I slept till like 4:30 in the afternoon. Ugh, real gross. Bad deal, gross. Right? Wake up feeling terrible. I got to haul ass to the multiplex in a couple hours, work a long-ass shift. I believe there was some sort of blockbuster out at the time that was incredibly long. So, of course, we're going to start these things at 11 o'clock right. at sure. night. Why the fuck not? Yeah, fuck it.
Revenge of the Sith.
it might have been. So I'm like, all right, I just got to sit for a second before I get in the shower. Uh-huh. Let's sit down. So like nobody was around. So like my dad's chair was empty. You get that dad chair. Mm-hmm. And I was like, just like getting right up there. Like, oh yeah, just settle into this dad chair. Let's see what's on TV. I turn the television on. The first thing that's right there is The Rock. And I'm like, fucking sweet. I love this movie. Let's just do it. Mm-hmm. For whatever reason, this particular hangover. And I don't recall what I was drinking, which is what has always pained me about this memory, because that could be an answer that someone could use later on, yeah. right? Every time Nicolas Cage spoke in this movie, I started getting heinously nauseous. I'm not kidding you. And when he stopped talking, it would subside. Mm-hmm. But every time he spoke up again, I started getting heinously nauseous.
Stanley Goodspeed.
It was like...
I'm a Beatlemaniac.
I watched it to like maybe like the last half hour of the movie. It was a TV broadcast. Which
I thought it was going to be John Spencer hanging from that building that'll get
no.
you.
No.
Hey, yeah. You gotta rip my fucking arm off.
No, that's one of my favorite parts of that movie. No, it was just for whatever reason, the sound, and I should have cross-checked it. I definitely had some Nicolas Cage movies on DVD. Maybe toss in a Raising Arizona, see if it was the same effect.
Yeah. So I
didn't see what the variables were in this situation, but every time that character spoke, mm-hmm. I got heinously nauseous. And in the last like half hour of the movie, I fucking vomited horribly.
Ugh.
Yeah, so that at that time was a bad hangover movie. But I would wager that The Rock overall is a good hangover movie. Mm,
I would say any and all documentaries are just out.
Oh, yeah. And
documentaries are out. Because like your brain will start churning because like you're learning things. You don't want to learn a yeah. thing.
No. That's
you
a great want to point.
Learn nothing.
Yeah. You want to watch like Tremors.
Exactly. Yes, you want to lose like, knowledge.
Something that you would be bored with the night of partying, but yes. the morning after, it's like just enough
it's
to keep you
just
going.
Just enough. Mm-hmm. It's like a baby shitting its pants. It's exactly. just enough to qualify as a life form.
You know what? Yeah, that's my one hint, is don't get your brain juices flowing at all.
Well, I'd say maybe like Stan Brakhage's entire filmography is off the table.
Probably good.
All avant-garde cinema.
I will say I didn't watch it, but one morning I woke up. This is like my last roommate before I moved in with my wife.
Uh-huh.
And at like, I'm not kidding you, 8 a.m., I'm hungover as shit. I had just been out all fucking night. Mm-hmm. And this motherfucker decides this is the time for the first time he's going to watch Eraserhead.
Oh, no. Come
at 8 o'clock in the morning?
At 8 o'clock in the morning.
That is a sundown or bust film.
That is exactly. The middle. It is literally a midnight movie.
That's correct.
And like you can, and he has the thing cranked. So every time the alien baby. I was like,
there's chilling sound design in that film. Yeah.
That might be the worst hangover movie, but it is also a great
movie.
It's a great movie. Yeah, oh, absolutely.
Any David Lynch project would be terrible for a hangover, I feel.
Yeah, yes, I mean, just do's and don'ts, man. Just definitely, you don't want to learn anything. Like, if something is like avant-garde, like you said, yeah, sound design's a problem.
Yep.
I mean, yeah, you just want to go like real easy piece. Grumpy Old Men, great hangover movie. Oh man, you're ice fishing with Walter Matthau. This is kind of nice.
I'm helping you not feel like shit, Steve.
Remember that time we went ice fishing? No, we didn't.
All right, what do we got? One more
last
there?
One.
All right, Chris Cavan, right, take us man. Home.
WHM Mailbag, you've got the wrong theater, pal.
Uh-oh.
Hey, gang. Love your show so much. This is my first time writing into the mailbag.
Nice. Come on in. The water's fine.
Though you might know me as the girl on Twitter who was always asking you to watch Twilight. Hi.
Well, not only, by the way, did we watch Twilight, we did a commentary on it.
We did indeed.
Patreon.com/WeHateMovies.
And we're doing another one. Yeah, we're going to announce that, right?
Right, yeah. We're going to do, what's the next one? New Moon.
New Moon. We're going to do that in the summer.
Yeah, yep. You know, that might be out during August or September. We'll
That's
see.
That's right. August or September. That's correct. Yeah.
All right. Andrew recently tweeted about having watched Encino Man for the 100th time, and it reminded me.
Great hangover movie.
Absolutely.
Oh my God.
Absolutely.
Yeah, just.
Son-in-Law might be better as a hangover movie.
Ooh, shit.
I would say both. Other than In the Army Now, I think they're all actually. Viable.
What about an infographic about Pauly Shore?
Oh, yeah, definitely. We need that.
I got a great idea. Let's get super drunk and then watch both of them hungover and see which one makes us feel better.
Sure, what the hell?
All right.
Research.
Would you like vodka with that? Sure, what the hell?
And it reminded me that I've been meaning to write in with this bad movie experience for a while now.
Nice.
When I was about 14, back in the dark ages, that was ages of the early 90s,
mm-hmm.
my parents decided we would have a movie night. So we went to the only second-run theater in Columbia, South Carolina at the time.
We're the only second-run theater in Columbia, South Carolina at this time.
And we're only showing Malice.
Oh, man, Malice. All right. Let's
okay.
Keep going. It's not that.
My parents wanted to see Basic Instinct.
Ooh.
And so I was told that my younger brother and I would be seeing Encino Man at the same time because Basic Instinct was too adult. Yes, it is. So off to Encino Man we went.
Smart parents.
Very much so. My brother would have been around 12 at the time, so we were at a good age to enjoy
totally,
this movie.
Totally, man. Wheezing the juice.
He's just starting to wheeze the juice himself.
Yeah. And he's talking. He doesn't understand anything he's saying. It's nonsense. He loves nonsense.
The weasel begins.
How is there never a fucking cartoon where Pauly Shore was a kid?
Oh, because everyone hated him at that point. Like, that was definitely in development. They're like, oh, no, everybody hates him.
Life with Louis.
Yeah.
Kind of you should,
but just do a Life with Louis with Pauly.
Man. He was a famous cartoon in the Goofy film.
The Goofy movie.
Goof yeah, Troop movie, yeah.
All right.
Okay, yeah, sure.
Yeah, it's great.
You adopted the grindage. I was born in it.
Oh, man. To be born in the grindage, by the way. Oof.
We sat down, and I'll admit I was enjoying the stupid thing when somewhere around the Link Becomes Cool and Popular montage, my brother started elbowing. Jesus, with the nudging.
The nudging. We're starting nudging. And ending on nudging.
Me rather urgently.
Instead of edging.
He points a few seats down where a man in his 40s or so is openly and vigorously jerking it.
Oh my God.
Oh, man.
This is an honest to goodness sex crime. That's all that is it. You are hopefully this guy went to jail for life.
Well, like, maybe there's the cave babe at the end.
In a room with children masturbating. You're just kind of dunzo from that point.
Yeah, that's a bad,
oh my
bad,
God.
Bad look.
I mean, if
openly and vigorously jerking it.
And I mean, if you're that attracted to Sean Astin, I'm sure he would take you out on it.
That's what I want to know.
That's what I'm kind of getting at.
Was
I
it just that you wanted to jerk off in public, or was there something in the content of the film that
changed the temperature of the day?
Well, that's the thing. Did this guy go into the theater and was like, fuck it, whatever's starting, you know, closest to the time that I'm at the box office, and that's what I'm going to jerk off in? Or was it, I'm watching Encino Man, I'm a fucking huge Sean Astin fan, and you're watching this movie, and something about Encino Man got you so fucking horny that you just had to start jerking off?
See, he meant to go into Malice. Which is a much more sexier movie.
I think the gist is he meant to go that's Basic Instinct.
That's the funny thing is, yeah, you've got like, I mean, like, it's a movie with sexy imagery right down the way where only adults will be, but you go to the kiddie movie and start tugging it.
It'll do.
Jerking it to Wooly Bully, man. No thanks.
Wooly Bully!
Yeah, any kind of fucking 60s rock and roll, you cannot pleasure yourself to that.
Or anyone else for that matter. Okay, so
I got up to go tell someone, dragging my brother out with me, good on you. When someone else on our row looks over to see what all the fuss is about and yells, "You've got the wrong theater, pal!"
Oh,
what
yeah.
are you talking about?
It's like me yelling at the quiet car.
That's
guy.
Pretty funny, but there's no right Same theater thing. For that. Yeah, that's
I don't know. I mean, Basic Instinct was right there.
Yeah, that would make sense. At the time, I was horrified, rightly so, and couldn't decide what was worse, this guy jerking it to Encino Man, or that he actually had gotten the wrong theater and decided, fuck it, I'm already here. Needless to say, the cops came, the man was arrested, and being a shitty 14-year-old, I made sure to look at both of my parents and say, too mature, huh?
Fucking sick burn.
Nice.
The sickest of burns.
Yeah.
We grew up tonight.
You know what, Mom and Dad? Yeah. We wanted to watch a nice Sharon Stone performance. Exactly. Instead, you fucking had us cursed for life.
Yeah.
An innocent Paul Verhoeven picture.
Exactly. You could have saw a beaver on screen or that in person.
Yes.
A beaver.
Is that what they call it?
Yeah. Loaded weapon.
Yeah, loaded weapon. Yeah.
Isn't that what they... that they do like a Basic Instinct.
It's called Beaver Shot, and it's like a beaver smoking a cigarette.
Gratuitous beaver shot.
You got my reference. That's exactly what I meant.
We're the only people that are talking about Loaded Weapon on the internet right now. Whenever you're listening to this.
Wait a second. Oh, I thought I heard someone else on the internet talking about Loaded Weapon Part 1.
Smelling something in Reddit.
Yeah, SadGuy69 is typing a post.
Thanks, WHM, for everything you do. You guys are a bright light in a dark world, and I'm so looking forward to seeing you at the Portland live show. Hey.
Oh, we probably met you.
Thank you for coming out.
Bo in Portland.
Yeah, there we go.
Yes. Awesome.
We had a lot of fun in Portland.
That was a fucking blast out there. I'm still high on our trip to Portland.
It was really great until that guy in the third row of that fucking Silver Surfer show just started tugging it.
Yeah. It was fucking crazy. And we all chanted and cheered for him.
You know what? You got the wrong theater, pal.
That was the thing. I had to snap out of it, dude, when I finally realized that guy had the wrong theater, pal. That's WHM Mailbag for the final time in WHM Season 7. Until next season, I'm Andrew Jupin.
Steven Sadak.
Chris Cabin.
Eric Siska.
Take it easy, pal.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.